We have the celebrity deaths in threes. We're doing a little reset of that here tonight.
I
have taken the liberty of going back through Wikipedia over the last couple weeks here and examining all celebrity deaths dating back to 1990. So I have an updated list. I'm going to reset what we talked about last time, the celebrity deaths in threes. And, you know, you all can kind of pipe in here and let me know what you think are some of your particular favorites as far as eclectic groupings here. Here's the ones that we had from the last time here. These were the ones that we gave you. I think this might have been on our first show. Here's how it goes.
Anything with Charo.
Nothing with Charo yet, but again, she could make everything a heck of a lot more eclectic when it finally happens. But here's how it goes. May 2002, former Notre Dame coach Dan Devine, Mafia boss Joseph Bonanno, and Seattle SLU. That might be the standard bearer right there, but there's some other good ones. December 2006, three men who need no introduction, James Brown, Gerald Ford, and Saddam Hussein. August 2005, Miss Ellie, Barbara Bel Geddes, Peter Jennings, and Saudi King Fahd.
I think that one's the best so far.
That's a great one. February 2000, Tom Landry, the Hey Vern guy, Jim Varney, and Peanuts cartoonist Charles Schulz. Now, this was brought to my attention by our colleague here at the station, Tony Mazur. Well, Screamin' Jay Hawkins and former Kansas City Chief Derek Thomas also at the same time. So there are those were some other other notes other people who were involved. I missed those somehow when I was going through the list here. March 1999, Dusty Springfield, Stanley Kubrick, Joe DiMaggio. June 2001, Carol O'Connor, blues man John Lee Hooker, and actor Jack Lemmon. August 2007, Merv Griffin, Phil Rizzuto, and wrestler Brian Crush Adams. So here are the latest additions to the list that we have for you. And these go basically in chronological order, dating back to the early 90s. April 1992, Walmart founder Sam Walton, comedian Sam Kinison, and comedian Benny Hill. January/February of 92, this was around the end of the month, beginning of the month. This is a pretty good one right here. Audrey Hepburn, Arthur Ashe, and Andre the Giant.
Wow.
That's kind of all over the place. That's about as random as it gets here. October 93, we had a little acting theme going here. Okay. Vincent Price, Federico Fellini, and River Phoenix. All in the same industry. How about that? May of 1994, George Peppard, John Wayne Gacy, Jacqueline Onassis. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one right there. April 1995, Burl Ives, Howard Cosell, Ginger Rogers. This next one's pretty good here, too. July of 1995, Bob Ross. Now, you might not know who that is immediately.
Oh, we do.
Bob Ross.
For anybody out there that doesn't know, the guy on PBS with the white man fro who painted the little trees, that guy.
The little trees.
Yeah, the little trees.
And they need a friend.
Yes. Bob Ross, Ava Gabor, and Wolfman Jack.
Oh, wow.
That's my vote right there.
Yeah, that's a winner there.
Well, you haven't heard all of these yet.
Well, anything with Bob Ross is automatically a winner.
Well, there's some pretty good ones yet to come here. July 97, this one's pretty basic. Robert Mitchum, James Stewart, and TV newsman Charles Kuralt. These next two, next three actually are pretty good. April 1998, punk rock singer Wendy O. Williams, country singer Tammy Wynette, Cambodian mass murderer Pol Pot.
It's so sad that we're getting so much joy out of people's death.
Well, you know what? We're paying tribute to them. Look at it that way.
I keep telling myself it's not that they're dead; it's just the coincidental timing of their characteristics.
Yes, and as I pointed out on the blog, I think they themselves would get a chuckle out of who they were paired with. Just the randomness of it. This next one's good too. April 2002, Robert Urich, professional wrestler Wahoo McDaniel, and Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Wow. Question is, who wins in a fight?
Wow. You know what? Lisa was pretty mean, but Wahoo was a tough guy. Wahoo was a legit tough guy. I put my money on him. February of 2003, this also includes a pro wrestler, Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig, country singer Johnny Paycheck, and if you remember the sheep that was cloned, Dolly the Sheep.
If there was a final four, I think they make the cut.
Yeah. Anything that crosses the species line automatically makes the cut.
Anything with an animal in it is good.
There's some more good ones here. August 2004, Rick James, actress Faye Ray, who was in the King Kong movies, and TV food person Julia Child.
She's my favorite, Julia Child.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a pretty good three right there. Right? Faye Ray and Rick James. I mean, that's kind of random.
Yeah, you don't get any more random than Rick James.
That's true. January 2007, we have another pro wrestler in the mix, Bam Bam Bigelow. Benny Parsons, stock car driving legend and TV announcer, Benny Parsons, and author and comedian Art Buchwald. So those three. July of 2007, Ingmar Bergman, TV talk show host Tom Snyder, and Bill Walsh. And then, of course, October and November of 2007, we just touched on this recently on the show, Robert Goulet, author Norman Mailer, and the fabulous Moolah. So,
wow.
And a tip of the hat to the FDH New York Bureau here for calling this to my attention. This past week, everybody knows about Sean Taylor, but some of the other things that have happened, and this is more than three over the last week, so this wouldn't count for anything, but you had Major League Baseball pitcher Joe Kennedy, Quiet Riot lead singer Kevin Duprow, former head of the KGB Vladimir Kruchkov, and Evel Knievel. So we had five over the last week, but boy, talk about five from all walks of life, huh?
Yeah. See, I was waiting to see where Evel Knievel would fall.
Yeah, I mean, Evel will never be in a celebrity threesome here because there was too many at the time, but...
I think we should make one up just for him.
Yeah.
We'll put him with Charo and Barbaro. How about that?
Yeah, well, Barbaro's already gone, but maybe there's a Cigar or some other famous horse hanging in the balance here. But, yeah, for whatever reason, the Wendy O. Williams, Tammy Wynette, Paul Pott one always seems to get people. But I knew there were going to be some ones in there that were really going to get you guys.
Oh, my.
So, any...
that's some good stuff.
Any thoughts from anybody on what might be the greatest one of all?
I still like the Bob Ross one. And this is a concept that you can put with a couple of the different ones is... On one hand, you're either going to have a threesome that is similar, like the all-acting group you had, or you're going to have one where they're just all over the place. And Bob Ross is going to create the all-over-the-place because there's not another human being throughout human history that you can say is similar to Bob Ross. Now, personally, I think his artistic ability is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And anybody who can take something that looks completely finished and put a big... thick brown line through the middle of it and then bring it back again is phenomenal. But all that aside, his appearance, his voice, how quirky he was, the only thing you're going to get out of that, you're going to have to work on the opposite end of the spectrum, which is why I like that one.
Yeah, I think my vote's for that one, too.
You vote for that one? Okay. Burrell, any thoughts on what was probably the strangest one?
John Wayne Gacy?
George Rivard, John Wayne Gacy, and Jacqueline Onassis.
Yeah, I mean,
that one's pretty out there.
That's a hell of a combination.
How do you think Jackie O would have felt about being part of that? George Rivard, she wouldn't have minded, probably. He was a pretty successful actor, but yeah, John Wayne Gacy.
I tell you, when you mentioned Ingrid Bergman, I tell you, she was, in the 1930s, a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I watched those movies, and she was just a very beautiful woman.
She had it going on back when booze was illegal in our country. But yeah. But that was a strange one. These were all strange. That's why they made the list. But tip of the hat to Wikipedia for making this list possible. And I sat through and painstakingly assembled these here going back to 1990. Maybe the next project will be 1980 to 1990. Who knows? We'll see how far back Wikipedia goes on some of these. I have a note here from Jason before we go to break that there are apparently a couple more entertainment items yet to make the cut here for the holiday list for Christmas.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like to go to the movies on Christmas Day, so I have a list of stuff that's coming out or is already out that you want to check out.
Good.
First off, stuff that's already out, Enchanted, if you have kids, I think would be really great. I haven't seen it yet, but I watched the previews. I've seen every single preview there is, and I'm very excited to see it. We just haven't had the time to go. Same with Beowulf, which I'm also very excited to see, and we're going to be going to the movies this week sometime, so we'll see that. I think it's already, is Fred Claus still in the theater? It is? Yeah. We did see that one, and that one is absolutely hilarious. Paul Giamatti makes a fantastic Santa Claus. He and Vince Vaughn, of course, is hilarious as always.
I want to see that. Anything Vince Vaughn, I always want to see. So
you're gonna love that one.
It's classic Vince Vaughn too.
Right.
It's oh my god, it's
that's
so
all
funny.
I need to hear. That dude cracks me up in whatever he's in.
Okay, stuff that's not out yet. December 7th, The Golden Compass is coming out. I'm very excited to see that one. The graphics look fantastic. Not too excited about Nicole Kidman, but. Hey, you deal with it. On the 14th, there are two movies coming out that are worth note. One that I'm a little bit pissed about because Alvin and the Chipmunks is coming out, and I think they just need to leave things alone because they're just going to mess it up.
Is this going to be a live-action Alvin and the Chipmunks?
I'm sorry?
Is this going to be a live-action Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah, it's like the Chipmunks are computer-generated and everyone else is real people.
Okay.
Kind of like Wonder Dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll have to play that one by ear, see how that one goes. The other one coming out on the 14th is I Am Legend, where Will Smith is like the last standing human. I'm very excited to see that one. Definitely want to go check that out. The 21st, National Treasure 2, woohoo, which Jason's going to pee himself for. so the first one was excellent, and I'm expecting the same from the second one. And also on the 21st is Sweeney Todd, where Johnny Depp breaks out the vocal cords and sings for us. And I read that he actually did not take singing lessons for this. So it's going to be exciting to see how that goes. And then, see, Christmas Day, one that, if you like this kind of movie, go see it. The Alien vs. Predator Requiem is coming out Christmas Day.
Lame.
I think those movies are kind of lame, but... if you like them, go ahead and check that one out. And The Water Horse is also coming out Christmas Day. That's the one about the Loch Ness Monster. I think it's going to be really cute if you have kids and you want to go see a new movie Christmas Day. Take them to go see that one. And I think that's about it for me.
All righty.